The Barnacle Podcast is brought to you this week by Two Pips Cast. Two Peas in a Podcast is a storytelling podcast by Gavin and James, where they discuss random subjects and tell stories about their life and friendships. Often they have guests. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. But no episode is complete without a dick joke or two. Highbrow stuff. You can check out their stuff at twopipscast.podbean.com or search for Two Pips Cast on iTunes. Also, check them out on Twitter at twopipscast. You'll also be able to find a link to their sites in the link dump below.
Hello and welcome to the Binary Podcast. I'm Sparrow and I'm joined by Blaze, Dadge and Bambi. We've got things to talk about.
What number is it?
33.
You sure?
And a third.
You sure? It's not 38.
It's not a third yet. We've got to get a third of the way through before it's 33 and a third.
How?
But we don't know
how long it's going to be.
Estimate.
Alright, okay. When we get to...
And the tennis.
It's already a really short podcast because we're already a third of the way through.
And cut. So, we're normally about...
People are never turned off. Not because of that.
We normally last about an hour on these things, so when we get to...
66 minutes. No.
66 what? Minutes. Wow.
An hour's 100 minutes, right? Yeah.
No wonder you're so cool. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Golden Joystick Awards, which, I tell you, Karis, isn't a sexual thing.
I thought it was
sex thing. It's not a sex thing.
Sex awards.
Are you miming hitting people with...
Oh, I can just imagine an awards ceremony with, where the... The statue is a gold.
That reminds me of Palin Gain, actually.
Dildo.
Yeah, it's called the Tonys. Oh, no, it's a Woody.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen that because it's not out yet.
Is it awards about sex toys?
No, it's the porn industry awards.
Oh,
and it's called a Woody,
dildo.
Right?
It's a Woody, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Woody.
Not the AVN Awards.
No, about that.
What? The AVN Awards.
Adult Video
Network.
Oh, man. Makes sense.
So anyway. You guys know too much about this shit.
No, it was in Family Guy. They did a bit of it, but they had to censor out the actual award. Didn't Brian win one?
Yeah.
Because he wrote... Apparently there's writing. we're also going to talk about FIFA... FIFA 2014.
Quite in-depth sometimes.
We're going to talk about FIFA 2014, because James has said we have to talk about it, and David, you have things to say.
I have the lowdown, the insider scoop.
Oh,
from James.
Insider scoop.
Okay. And we also want to talk about Minecraft 360, because there's an update on Wednesday, is it?
Well, there's been an update, and Wednesday there's a pack being released that's part of the update.
Okay, Adam has information on that. Cash, do you have anything? Do you have something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just gonna sit here and watch.
Okay. All right, so...
I'm here for the board games.
Oh, yeah, there's board games after. So stick around after the podcast for board games.
That you won't.
No, you won't get to see them. We might record them.
Stick around after the podcast and play board games.
Play board games. Tell us what games you play. We're playing Zombie Flux and Star Flux, and
we're making Mega Flux.
Mega Flux. And what else did you bring?
Walking Dead.
We're not going to play that.
Settlers of Catan. And we've got Scrabble Trickster and Zombie Dice.
Bloody hell, we're going to have a long night.
We've got
Zombie Dice.
Really?
It's not
a
role.
Oh. Okay.
If you bring them, you pay them.
Never worked for The Walking Dead.
If I bought Stronghold,
which I bought with me every single time,
except that one time you didn't bring it, and I said, "Can we play it?"
Yeah.
Okay. Who voted for the video game awards things?
Put in show hands.
Show hands. Just me. Guys.
I didn't
know. No.
No.
Just me. Okay. So do you know who is in
it
the
still
things?
Open?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it's not until 26th of October. So
is that because there's one game that you can vote for in here that I don't think should be in there, but if it's open for that long, then it kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
I know what you're talking about.
Still don't think it should be in there.
Okay,
game of the year.
Yeah, game of the year. Yeah. I was like, because I bet people have voted for it already.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay, best newcomer. We've got Injustice: Gods Among Us. You like that one?
That's a good game.
The Last of Us.
That's going to win.
Right,
should do. It's awesome.
I would have voted for it if I played it because I reckon that was quite a good game.
Although The Walking Dead's in that as well, isn't it?
Is the next one Walking Dead?
I don't think that's going to win. The best newcomer now, I think.
Is in the Telltale's game.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Dishonored.
Good game.
Bloody good game.
Excellent game.
Bloody good.
Bloody good.
Because there's blood everywhere. Hotline Miami.
I don't know what that is.
It's funny.
The picture is of a chicken wearing a,
It's a throwback game to like 80s
jersey.
Retro. You just, it's top down and you run around and you beat the living piss out of people.
Living
piss.
People.
Yes. But it's level by level, and you get killed really easily.
Okay.
just
ignoring the whole living piss thing.
Of course.
Dust 514? I don't know. Anything about it. Looks like a shooter. Forza Horizon, if you're one of them Americans.
Forza really count as a newcomer?
Forza.
Yeah, Forza can't count, unless it's a completely new style of Forza. It's not like the others.
Maybe, but I still feel like Forza's established.
Zombie U? No one owns a Wii, so it doesn't matter.
Zombie me.
Yeah, zombie you. Remember me.
That's good.
Dave has just started playing that, so it's amazing. He wrote me a review, and it was like 500 words Keith. Through WhatsApp. Yeah, Keith.
You can see that being played on your podcast.
Is that review going to buy it, or are you going to steal it?
No, he put it through here. No, because I haven't got the game. I wouldn't vote for it if I hadn't played it.
What you should do is steal his review and post it as yours.
Maybe I will.
And then people say, oh, he has played it.
Yeah.
And then you can vote for
it. I've already not voted for it.
You just said that you can't vote for it unless you played it, which makes sense, but...
I know what you're going to say.
I don't play a lot of games, I watch them.
You know, that I suppose that something to that.
Watch them.
Yeah, I can't afford to buy them, so I watch people play them. I watch them online on YouTube.
Yeah, Yogg's Cast. He hasn't plugged them enough yet. Was there up in the shop? Nino Kuni, which is Tony's favourite game ever.
Okay.
It's
Wrath of the White Witch.
What's it called?
Nino Kuni.
Wrath of the White Witch.
Yeah, Wrath of the White Witch. It's really? An anime. It's a JRPG Kuni. Done very anime style. Tony says it's because it was just after The Last of Us came out. He goes to me, I found the best game in the world, and I was like, Last of Us. He goes, no, Nino Kuni. And I was like, I have no idea what you're saying to me. They're not real words. But
it's true, they're not. Well, one of them is. But...
Something's tickled Adam.
Is it one of the words that's a real word? What are you laughing at? You can't just sit there giggling.
It was my racist reference. If you haven't got it, just skip
okay,
past
then
it.
We're skipping past it. Do I have to go and censor this podcast?
No,
again?
No, it's fine.
Right, Adam's dying in the
corner. I haven't said any words that you haven't said.
Oh. Just figured out what it is. Anyway, so, Daisy.
It's the rest of the title as well.
Yeah, I get it. We're not going to focus on
we're
that.
We're not going to dwell on it, Adam.
No.
Daisy, which we've all...
It's more of a mod than it... Is it specifically...
Game now. It's,
it hasn't been released, has it?
Yes, if you go on Steam, you got to get on Daisy originally, you had to go in through Armor 2.
Yeah.
Now, Daisy is its own thing on Steam.
Ah. I'm having a panic attack.
Yes. Right, we're just gonna. It's not that funny. Okay?
It really isn't, man.
Right, and then State of Decay.
It's like joking, I'm telling you to stop laughing.
State of Decay, which is the one I voted for, because State of Decay is fucking awesome.
I've heard. I've seen some gameplay, but it looks a bit slow at the start.
Yeah, it was kind of a little tutorial place, but once you get out from that cabin in the woods, it gets quite good.
Cabin in the woods.
Yeah. Okay. It's basically single player Daisy. It would be amazing if it had co-op, and I really hope there's a State of Decay 2. Where they put co-op into it.
Yeah. They've said that they can't implement co-op for State of Decay.
After they built it, they realised the engine couldn't handle it. So I hope if they do a second one, which the internet is kind of calling for, a lot of people are saying it, that they should have an engine which isn't shit.
Sign
the internet.
The internet actually being, would you not say that you're from the internet?
You are of the internet.
Yeah.
Of the internet, okay.
Okay, so who would you vote for in all of that?
The nationality.
Last of Us.
What?
The Last of Us.
From your personal experience of watching it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's legitimate.
No.
Now, I would probably have to go with The Walking Dead, because there's only two games on that list I've played.
Injustice, I take it.
Yeah, Injustice being the one.
See, for me, it was Dishonored and State of Decay. Both of them were brilliant, but I'd go for State of Decay, mostly because I've spent probably, 10 hours on that? It's more than that.
More than that.
Okay, so probably about 15 hours in that game.
More than that.
Whatever. I've spent a long time on that game, more than I've spent on some retail games, and this game wasn't a retail game.
What,
State of Decay? State of Decay is an arcade game.
Arcade, yeah.
I got it really cheap for some reason. It was cheaper than I've seen. Like, I looked at it afterwards and I was like, well, that's not how much I paid for it. What's going on there? But,
it was in a sale.
Yeah, some sort of sale. But yeah, and I've played that more than I've played some retail games, so it's well worth the price. Okay, next category. Who is interested?
Yeah,
what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, hang on. Online games?
Yeah, it's online games.
Woo!
All right. Starting off,
I remember from the website,
starting off with Eve.
Good game.
Which is...
Good game,
guys. Which is basically
GG.
It's the way that Dave explains it is it's Excel with a graphical interface.
Okay.
Excel as in
Microsoft Excel, because there's lots of micromanaging in it where you've got to get resources and stuff like this. And
it is like that.
There is a way to play Eve.
I never understood Excel. I failed my IT.
Okay. So, well, one thing I think is interesting about it is Eve is sort of like a space simulator where you mine for resources and be a pirate and such. And
space pirates.
And he calls it Excel. There is an Easter egg in Excel which can turn it into a flight simulator.
Oh.
I think it's 97 in the old ones.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There is...
2000.
I thought it was earlier
than that. No, but you could still do it in Excel 2000.
There is...
You could.
There is a way to play EVE online completely free, or there used to be. You had to get a certain amount of resources, and you could buy a month's free with in-game resources.
So did you say resourceage?
No, resources. Resausage. With when you sausage again, because you have resausage.
Exactly.
It's when you've sausaged. Stop sausaging. And then sausage again.
What is sausaging exactly?
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Do you do it with a golden joystick?
Yes.
Carry on.
I have no idea what I was on about.
Good.
But yeah.
Sausages.
Anyway, Dota 2.
Well, no, okay. You were talking about how you could
practically play for free. Dave was telling me that you can, if you collect enough resausages, you can buy a month's worth of the game. But Dave figured out that it was like 12 hours work. So for each month, you'd have to do that grind of 12 hours work, and then you could do what you wanted. And he said it wasn't worth it. Dota 2, which, has anybody played that?
No, someone sent me an invite.
Did I send you the invite? Because I got like a shitload of those.
I don't know. I remember it was someone I didn't like. So I just
it's like an OTS, isn't it?
I don't. What's OTS?
Over the shoulder.
No, it's top down.
Oh, right. What's the one? Not like Tomb Raider and all those kind of games. Are those considered OTS? Third person. That OTS is slightly further back than third person, isn't it?
I would just call them all third person shooters.
It's like in between. If anything, third person would be further away than OTS.
I thought OTS it was third person.
OTS, I would say Mass Effect.
Well, I thought third person would be like Mass Effect, and then just slightly further back and up is OTS, and then you've got over top down. What's it called?
Top down.
Top
yeah.
down.
Well, over the shoulder means it's got like.
I'd say that Army of Two is over the shoulder because it's literally over the shoulder. You can't see all of the character.
No.
And then third person would be you can see all of the character, and then top down obviously the camera's above you.
Okay. Yes.
I feel like if third person's closer than over the shoulder, then like they're really
that makes no sense.
Really.
I never classed
space
over
space invadery person.
I never like classed over the shoulder as a thing. They're all third person to me because you're not first person. You're behind.
My logic was third person is for games where the character takes up quite a lot of visual perspective.
Right.
Whereas OTS is where
literally as if you're just sitting behind their shoulder.
Yeah, in terms of terminology, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I just thought OTS was
the third person back. Would be when they're in the middle and you can see them running along doing whatever, and over the shoulder is where they're slightly off to one side and you're looking over one shoulder.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what it is, but it's further back, and it's not you're not focusing on like a game like Tomb Raider or Mass Effect. You're concentrating on like what your character's doing, but on OTS games, it's slightly off and further up, and you're concentrating on what everything that's happening, so other characters and the environment.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was. I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right.
Dota is that's Defense of the Ancients, and it was originally a Warcraft mod, if I remember correctly. And it's it does have a sort of an acronym name.
Is it Dota?
No. I mean like the type of game that it is. You're an idiot.
You're talking
there you go.
About.
It's Multiplayer Online Battle Arena.
Oh yeah.
A MOBA.
Yeah.
MOBA.
I was trying to think of it as well when you said the
basically it's you play like, as the characters on one of two sides, and there are loads of little like sort of towers and defense points throughout the map, and you're running towards the other team trying to kill them while little minions automatically spawn and will attack, but you've got to try and help them out.
Yeah.
It's a lot like there's a Lord of the Rings game like it, like Guardians of Middle-earth, is that what that is?
I don't know.
Tony was playing it.
Yeah,
Battle for Middle-earth.
No, Battle for Middle-earth. That was an RTS game. I think it's Guardians of Middle-earth.
Might
Tony was playing it. He was playing as Gandalf.
Yeah, I've played that one.
Really?
Briefly. I don't own it.
It's not that old.
I think Richard had it.
Okay. But it looked quite... What Tony was playing looked quite fun.
Yeah.
But when I played Dota, it was shit.
Swear words.
No. It was wank.
It was...
Swear words.
It was cunt. Anyway,
look on David's face when he got that word. He was like,
"What? We're allowed to say that word? We've found out."
I like that word. It's a good word.
Okay.
It's just, your face just sort of went when he said it. It was almost the same. Oh,
the next.
Because I just
we're never going to get through this list.
You know,
I'm just gonna
Diablo style of playing games.
Yeah, it's
you mean Diablo.
Yeah, yes. That's the typical RTS way of doing things, the top down way of viewing it.
Is that top down?
It is top down.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the character is always in the center of the screen. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next one, World of Warcraft. Do you have opinions?
Mr. Pandaria, though, specifically.
Specifically, yeah. Mr. Pandaria.
Yeah.
Never really gripped me as much as I hoped it would.
Okay, good, moving on.
It was still good, but. Otherwise, we'll never get through to this.
Shoot Mania Storm.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Firefall. Planetside 2.
Do
anyone know about this game?
Planetside, it's an online browser game, isn't it?
Could be.
It is. It's an online browser game.
Yes.
It's advertised on television.
With conviction, yes. SimCity.
No.
You two
should not be in that list at all. No.
I still want to play SimCity.
Yeah, you will do. And then once you've played your first city, and then you start your second one and realise you're doing the exact same thing you
or
did before.
Or when you play your first city and you are being absolutely amazing, and everyone else in your region is like, oh my god, you're so amazing, Adam. Thank you, David. Adam was amazing, so I was better than them. And then it crashed and everyone died, and I got accused of genocide.
So, yeah.
Accused, or you actually did it?
It was an accusation.
Okay.
The servers did it.
Daisy.
Game.
Yeah. World of Tanks. Now that's a browser game, isn't it?
No, it's a retail game. Or no, it might be an arcade game. You can get it on Xbox now.
Okay. Curiosity, what's inside the cube? Which is over now because they found out what was inside the cube.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about, weren't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That was a really good idea, but I've never played it.
It was genius.
Defiance, which I've seen advertised because I recognise that picture. But I have no idea what it is. League of Legends. People play that, right?
Heard a lot about that.
That's another MOBA, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. No, I think that one's actually just an MMO.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's... Okay. I may be wrong. I don't know. Guild Wars 2, Barry's favourite game ever.
Everyone loves Guild Wars. Everyone who plays it loves it, should I say.
What I know that people like Guild Wars is because it wasn't a subscription-based game. It was you buy the game and then you put the online.
That's something else we could mention, actually.
Which I like that style of it. The subscriptions are a bit of a bitch. But what would you want to mention?
We'll get
onto that. Elder Scrolls Online, we'll remember later.
Oh, right, yeah. RuneScape 3, when was there a number 2? When did RuneScape have a sequel?
After
sequel?
Number 1.
Wasn't that just like a really crappy browser?
It was a browser game, but I played it within the last year again, and it was... actually, you had to download it.
That was RuneScape 2, then.
That was RuneScape 2, was it?
Maybe.
Who knows?
That's my guess.
Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn.
Matt's favourite game.
No, you're thinking of Final Fantasy 13. That was Matt's favourite game.
Right.
Final Fantasy 14, isn't that the one...
It's the online game.
What are the two that are coming out?
Two that are coming out.
There's two Final Fantasy games that are coming out.
There's 15 which is coming out.
Oh, okay. Must be... There's one which is like called... I thought it was 13-2. It must be 14-2.
Yeah, yeah. No, 13-2.
13-2.
Lightning Returns. Matt's second favourite.
Because one of them's an MMO. One of
favourite was 10.
One of them's a standard Final Fantasy game.
10 was a good game.
One of them's a Final Fantasy game. The other one's an MMO.
Oh, well, both...
I think 15's an MMO.
No, 15 and 13-2 are both standard games. The MMO is 14. 11 and 14 were the two MMO Final Fantasies.
Well, at Gamescom, they were releasing details about an MMO.
They were lying.
Well, they weren't.
Maybe John's lying.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Star Wars The Old Republic.
Good game.
Good game.
Yep.
GG, guys. GG.
We need to do more of those.
We do need to do more of those.
We've got loads of that recorded. We should release them.
Yeah. Disney Infinity, which is meant to be really good. Like, for kids.
Yeah, but isn't that the one where you get, like, two characters you can play as, and then you have to... Like the Spyro game.
No.
Skylanders.
That one's you build your own game.
There is a Disney game coming out where you buy the characters like Skylanders and you put them into a slot.
Because I remember there was a lot of complaints about that.
This is the one I've seen the adverts for. It's you get just a blank map and you build whatever you want. Sort of like that Spark thing. You build your own thing and you can create racetracks, jumping courses, and then you play as specific characters from the films. That may not be this one.
It did look awesome. I remember that.
Why have you got a little smirk on your face about that?
Customization.
Oh, Jesus.
It is.
It's
right, crazy. The Secret World. Rift,
so secret we didn't know about it.
And Aeon. What would you vote for?
I can't remember what you said to begin with.
SimCity.
Right, I would probably...
Star Wars. I think I went for Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Of all those, I would probably go for Star Wars as well.
Okay.
The other ones I know aren't very...
Moving on. Indie game.
You've got to be indie game. It's a windy game.
Hotline Miami,
Gunpoint, Mark of the Ninja, State of Decay. How do you pronounce that? Guacamelee. Guacamelee.
Guacamelee.
Guacamole.
It says
melee, yeah.
It's guacamole, but with melee instead.
The unfinished swan. Game. Doesn't look anything like a swan, but that's probably the point. Ridiculous fishing. Faster than
that's
light.
That's just ridiculous fishing.
And super hexagon. Okay, super hexagon, that's the one Michael did played, that in Ragequit. That I think, looked fucking stupid.
I know which one David's going to go with, and I'm going to be
faster
the same
than light.
One. Faster than light, yeah.
I'd go for State of Decay, because I haven't played any of those others.
Faster than light is...
Have you played State of Decay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had this conversation.
But I've watched Super Hexagon, so I could have voted for it.
You could have if you wanted to.
Okay.
I played State of Decay. Yeah.
What would you vote for? You mean you've watched State of Decay, so.
It's the only
one. Okay then. She will vote for exactly what I did. Handheld game. No, I didn't vote in this one because I don't do handheld gaming really. We've got Animal Crossing.
I don't think
New
anyone
Leaf,
here does.
Luigi's.
Animal Crossing will win.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Monster Hunter 3.
What's the obsession with that then?
I don't get
what?
It.
What? Animal Crossing. It's Animal Crossing the Rogue, right? Like Frogger.
No.
It's you have like a house and you grow like your own fruits and stuff and you trade with other people's.
So it's like shit Minecraft.
And there's a lot of customization.
Yeah.
And you have, loves it.
You have so I remember watching it when it was on the GameCube.
So it's
like, this
shit
like 3 years ago and I was like,
but when you're offline, sure people come to like your farm and still shit.
Kick it over and burn it down.
Yeah.
You say Animal Crossing will win, but Little Big Planet on the Vita is on this as well.
But Animal Crossing is the biggest game ever on
okay.
DS.
Hotline Miami again.
Maybe.
Fire that. Emblem Awakening.
No, I've seen a lot of stuff about
yeah. That's all they talk about on Rooster Teeth. Yeah. It's Animal Crossing.
Okay, you've got Fire Emblem Awakening, which next week Matt's got a review coming out of and he says it's really good. Got Castlevania, Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, which didn't people like that?
The one with the chick.
The one with the woman, yeah. Then we've got Soul Sacrifice and Persona 4. People like the Persona games, so that could win. I didn't vote for any of those because of, you know...
We don't handheld game.
Pokemon.
By the way, we're about 20 minutes in. Third of the way through. So.
We should speed it up because we've got other things to talk about.
Many things to talk about.
I think we should just do
a couple
key ones.
A lot of the games will repeat themselves. We'll talk less about them. Okay, now we've got best storytelling. We've got Blops 2.
Not played story.
You really need to play the story. Black Ops games aren't... I don't get why people play...
That's what Blops is. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I don't get why people play...
Black Ops. Did you not know that?
No.
Okay, I don't get why people play first-person shooters just for the multiplayer. I play them for the story.
We won't be able to in the future if this precedent is set.
Which precedent?
GTA.
For GTA 5.
Why?
Because they think it's going to be a common feature now. Now, if it's successful with GTA, it'll be a common feature.
So you have to play through the single player.
Well, I told you, where you have to play the... You have to have the game registered for a couple of weeks before you play.
Yeah. Are you telling me that you have to get to a certain point in the story?
No, but that's an option for it. Instead of a time limit or a time effect on it, it would be you have to get to a certain position in the story
to activate. I want to play the story.
Even if there's a time limit.
So you could just play the multiplayer if you do the time limit. But you just don't play it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the whole point is to encourage you to play the storyline first.
Good, because...
You should. I don't understand.
That was the problem I had with Gears of War. I didn't like the story... And I couldn't get used to the controls. People were like, no, that game's all about the online. And I was like, but I can't get used to the controls because I haven't played it enough in the story. And so I thought it was a really
short game then.
It was. I didn't realise I was at the end.
3 hours.
Where I've stopped is the last boss. I didn't realise that. I thought I was like, I'm only a third of the way in this game. I'll just stop and I'll come back to it later. I'm killing the Ram, which is the final boss.
I've never played Gears of War.
Anyway, so Blops 2. I've heard it's a good story, so you should play it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or if you're not going to give it to me, I'll play it.
No.
Last of Us, yep. I've heard is a really good story. Bioshock Infinite, I heard is a very good story.
Oh, that's a point. I've heard him.
I really, really won that game.
Yeah, it's on list. We'll get it.
Watch it online on YouTube.
I want to play it.
Metro Last Light.
Stream it live so David can watch it.
Yes, please.
We'll set you up a Twitch account and you can stream it through there.
It's a good idea.
Metro Last Light, heard nothing about that. Walking Dead, that's meant to be a
really
good story.
It is an excellent story.
Yeah.
Halo,
I know the hooks for both The Last of Us and Walking Dead, and I prefer The Last of Us hook. Okay. Like the ultimate hook.
I've heard the big twist.
Well, is it that like, they grow up to be Zoe and Bill from Left 4 Dead?
What?
You ever played Left 4 Dead?
No.
You ever played Left 4 Dead?
No, but I've seen all the memes, so I guess.
It works. It looks really well for it.
Was Left 4 Dead, was that one of the ones in Humble Bundle? Left 4 Dead 1 and 3?
No.
It's Dead Space. Dead Space.
Yeah, Dead Space.
Left 4 Dead is the 4th.
It's Valve's zombie game.
So there isn't Left 4 Dead 3 at the
moment. It's what's coming out.
Yeah. Right. So obviously it doesn't exist yet because they've got the fear of 3s.
Yeah.
Which is why it's a 4-player game.
Is that the one that was
had the like the code released? Was that Left 4 Dead 3 or was that Half-Life 3?
Is one of neither of these games are out.
No.
As in, they accidentally released.
Valve left something on a drive.
Yeah.
And
they left it on the screen.
They left it on the screen accidentally, and somebody took a picture of it. And in it says, like, changelog for Left 4 Dead 3.
What it was they were doing a tour around their office. This is how people This is how people know that Source 2 and Left 4 Dead and Half-Life 3, or Left 4 Dead 3, one of the two, is actually in work, because it was on the guy's screen, and it was just a list of all of the stuff that they're doing, and someone took a picture of it, and if you zoomed in, it said Source 2, which is their next engine, and then the other thing. Halo 4 was a good story.
Never played it, so I wouldn't know.
Dishonored, very good story.
Yes, very good.
So I got the first DLC.
That's a good hook as well.
I got the first DLC for that, and then it was a good hook, but very obvious.
Yeah, obviously.
But there was a second DLC, but I didn't hear that was ever released, and I really wanted to play it. It was the Bring More Witches. I assume it's out by now, because the first DLC, The Knife of Dunwall, was really good. I thought, because you get to play as the game's antagonist, which was
that's cool.
Which I don't think many games do that. You don't get to play from the other side. What now?
David just looked confused.
Okay. Lego City Undercover. It's a game, Lego City Undercover. Apparently, had really good storytelling because it's in the best storytelling category. Tomb Raider, you've played.
I've played the first level.
I've seen the entire thing
to play more.
I've seen the entire thing. It's a brilliant story.
Call of Juarez Gunslinger. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Now, I have an issue with this game. It's single player. Well, the idea is you've got to get the two brothers to work together, but you've got to switch back and forth between them. I feel like that game is really missing out on a whole co-op thing, right?
Sure, they are working together if you control play.
And then Virtue's Last Reward.
Really? That's the last one?
Yeah.
So no Army of Two, Devil's Cartel.
They watched you and James playing it.
I love the visual aid, the quote marks for playing it.
Why aren't you just screaming a lot during it?
That makes sense.
Complaining. And I gave away the big twist.
You bastard, how dare you?
It's like three episodes in, like, I know what's going to happen. Then it happened.
I went for Dishonored, because that was really good. Like, it was a better story than Halo.
Of what I've played...
I'd go for Last of Us.
I think it's going to have to be Walking Dead again for me.
What would you go for?
Unless there's more.
I'd say Dishonored because it looks good when you played it.
You've seen me play Halo as well.
I haven't seen you play the Halo storyline. I've seen you play it online.
Alright, best multiplayer.
You know what's going to win that? It's going to be Call of Duty Black Ops.
Well, it shouldn't do, because Borderlands 2 is in there, but we'll get to that. F1 2012.
Yeah, man.
It's a racing game.
Formula 1.
Battlefield.
Sounds so derisory about it. A lot of people like that stuff.
Okay, they're allowed to be wrong.
Like,
Battlefield 3.
Some people are into it.
What's that? Like, I'm not going to hold it against you. If you play F1, just stop it because you're disgusting. Basically, is what you just
keep
said.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, don't worry, you come up in my house playing F1.
Why was that disgusting?
Don't want to be walking down the street and see you playing F1. Wow. Right? Go back to your house. And close the door. Only play F1
Club. Something you do in your bed.
It's the first rule of F1 Club. Shut the fuck up. F1 Club. Battlefield 3.
Second rule is, if you need help, ask.
What? It's a lot like the first rule of Church Club. Tell everyone about Church Club.
Oh, God.
Battlefield 3. Specifically in game. Payday 2. Payday's meant to be a good game. People talk about that.
You said it was terrible.
Really?
Did I?
I was like, I thought Payday 2 might be good, and you went, nah.
But he didn't say it was terrible. At no point were those noises terrible. They were terrible noises. But
that's David's terrible noise.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
He makes a lot of terrible noises.
FIFA 13. PES 2013. There's a lot of sports games. Thing.
Aren't those just sweets?
Black Ops 2, Nintendo Land, Halo 4.
Black Ops 2, Nintendo Land?
Yeah, Black Ops 2, Nintendo Land.
Oh man, I need to get that one.
Do any of you watch Hash What You're Playing?
Yeah.
About a year ago, she came up with the idea of Nintendo Land. And she wrote a letter to whoever the Nintendo guy is, saying that it's a theme park you should make. And then they've come out with this game, and they did a video on it about how she went mad and wants to sue them. So that was quite good. Borderlands 2, which is the clear winner. Sonic and All Star Racing. Sonic and All Star Racing, but I thought it was Sonic and All. Star Racing Transformed.
They race stars.
Which I saw, I saw the Rooster Teeth guys play that on their, you know, where they hand around the belt. Challenge versus.
Yeah,
it was Ray versus Michael.
Michael's in it. I think it's Gavin versus Michael, isn't it?
No, it was Ray because Ray won. It was how Ray got the belt for the first
time.
It was a long time ago. They have a WWE Championship belt.
I should have got one.
Yeah, because it was Michael's belt and he was really pissed off that he had that belt. StarCraft 2 and Company of Heroes 2. What are we going to go for? I'd say Borderlands.
Blops.
It's going to have to be Blops for me.
Okay, now best mobile game, which is another one I skipped.
Yeah. I think we can just skip over
just this. Skip that. No one cares.
Just mobile. Looking at it, XCOM probably going to win.
Didn't know XCOM came out on mobiles.
There are two XCOM games, so people often get them confused. Best visual design. Last of Us.
Yes.
Halo 4. Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Oh, good point.
Dishonored.
Oh, no.
See, this one we can have an opinion on because I've seen
there's a lot of things in this that could kind of work. Like Dishonored, Ni No Kuni, Hotline Miami, Unfinished Swan, Metro, Borderlands, Pikmin, Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon, DMC, and God of War Ascension. A lot of these could easily win because what I've seen of Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon, brilliantly looking game.
Of those, the only one I can really say because I've played it is DMC, but I've seen a lot of the other stuff.
DMC looked good when I saw you and Matt doing your Let's Play of it.
Yeah, they were... The visuals
in Borderlands, I mean, it's very stylized because it's the cel-shaded comic book, but it's brilliant. Ni No Kuni was really well drawn because it's like anime and that. Last of Us, I haven't seen a lot of it, so I can't really comment.
Last of Us, it's a linear game. It's not an open world game, but it looks like an open world game.
Yeah.
Like when you're top of a building, you can see the like intricate details of the entire city. It looks brilliant.
I feel like Infinite might take this one though.
Halo
and
4.
They've put like weeds in. Like little weeds and cracks in the floor, and
just
the details.
So it's immense. Perfect finesse, I'm saying.
Crazy joke.
You know, I know of this one. You made a point of.
He loves
grass.
Yeah. As in, like, not like he smokes.
No, grass. Just how the grass is on the pitch. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, if you look here closely, you can see the grass is green.
Halo 4, that was really good sort of scenery going on there, especially all the Forerunner stuff. Bioshock, you said that's good.
All the Bioshock games have always been really, really good.
Dishonored looks brilliant. Yeah, I think I voted for that. I can't fault that game at all. Best platform.
Steam
is the first one on there. Steam, Wii U, Nintendo DS, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, the Vita, the iOS Store, Google Play, and GOG.com.
I think Steam will always win that, surely.
Steam.
Until next year.
Out. Or the Xbox One.
No.
I go with Steam. I vote for Steam because just the whole idea of the way it all works is much better than anything else has done. Best moment.
David accidentally killing everyone in Mass Effect 3.
Well, when he shot the child in the face. Have you shot the child in the face?
I shoot everybody. All NPCs, I shoot them.
I completed it yesterday, so I now know what's going on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was halfway up that ramp.
Which one? Left or right?
What? Is there two ramps?
There's a ramp up to the left,
on the right, and then you've got the middle choice.
Which is straight. But it's two ramps, and it's straight.
And you couldn't take the middle choice.
Why couldn't you take it? I didn't know there was two. I thought it was going to be like...
Because you didn't do well enough. This is the problem.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because if you don't have enough war assets, you don't get the third choice. I didn't know that. So he went through the talk and the kid's gone, you can do this.
Yeah, I was halfway there. He was like...
You didn't go that far.
I was well up there. And then Adam was like...
You turned around and showed the face.
He's like, go and talk to the kid again because I want to see if you can activate that third option.
If you get a caught way up the ramp, it triggers the...
Yeah, yeah. Because I stopped... I was walking
forward. I didn't know there was more than one thing.
No,
you did because you had the option, the red option and the blue option.
You know, Paragon and...
Because you've got... You can walk down the middle for the green option, which you didn't have. Or you have the option.
I just turned and walked. I didn't know I was walking up.
By the way, this game is in this option. Because none of us have said Mass Effect yet. Just saying that that is what we're talking about.
Except I've just seen what it is, and
yes, that's on the DLC, isn't it?
Because that's I'm DLC. Playing through it for that moment.
Okay.
Joel's loss is the moment. Wait, what in moment Last of Us?
Well, we'll get to that. What are you on about?
Joel's moment, Last of Us.
Oh, okay, that might be on there.
It is. Okay. I saw it.
Yeah, when you were saying about, you know, you walk halfway up and it triggers the cutscene.
Yeah.
I was walking forward for the middle option, and put down my controller, continued to walk forward.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it triggers the cutscene; it keeps you moving in the direction you were going.
But like, because he didn't get the third option, I was like, "Hold on, you didn't get the third option. Go back and talk
so
to him."
So your
again.
Choice was to shoot the child in
no,
the face.
I said go back and talk to him again. NPCs.
He turned round, tried to talk to the kid. It wouldn't do anything. He's gone, "Oh, screw you then." No. Like, don't shoot.
No, it was. I literally turned around, and as I was turning around, I thought,
you tried to talk to him first, and then when he wouldn't talk to you is when you.
I do things like that as well. I was playing Dark Souls, and there's this guy who's going to teach you quite. It's in the tutorial area, if you can call it that, because there's absolutely no tutorials to that game. He's telling you a bit of things, and I'm just there with my shield, and it just looks like I'm hitting him in the face with it, because I keep bringing it up. I went, ha ha ha, slice. And he died. And I went, what? He was halfway through telling me a very important thing. And I'm like, huh. Well, take off all your loot. Let's go and figure out where the fuck I've got to go, because I have no idea. But yeah. So we have. Was it trying.
Oculus Rift for the first time.
What's that?
It's VR. Virtual reality.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Metal Gear Solid Revengeance, the Senator boss fight. Bioshock Infinite, Hallelujah. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mass Effect 3 Citadel DLC party. So there's a party on the.
Yeah, I've seen clips of it accidentally, and that looks amazing. If you were unhappy with the ending for Mass Effect 3, even the extended cut, that solves it. That is the perfect ending.
They have a party.
Sort of, yeah. Okay. But it's the perfect ending. I've heard so much.
How'd
about
you get it?
It's on the DLC.
It's an F1 party.
Which, is it worth getting the DLC?
Yeah. For that
part. Because, you know, you were saying about how you didn't want to. Restart. You wanted to play.
What I've done is I've started halfway through Mass Effect 2, and I'm doing the choices differently.
Okay.
There's an online, like comic book playthrough story thing.
Yeah.
You can get, and it gives you a save at the end.
Yeah, but there was DLC.
It takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, there was DLC for number 2 as well.
Okay, that's not included, is it?
No, it's just where so I finished the game, and where it threw me back into the game was. Right before the assault on the Elusive Man's base.
Yeah.
So that's before the choice is made, so I could just go to the Citadel and do the DLC there.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You can do the DLC.
So I don't need to replay it to get there.
Yeah, and I must say, we didn't save it after that option, did we?
You don't get to save it.
You don't get a choice to save it, because that's the end of the game.
Well, yeah.
It takes you back to...
Not even your last save, because I saved since... That save,
yeah,
and it kicked me further back. So
yeah, but you can restart last mission.
So I reloaded it, and I'll just head into that beam and up onto the.
Okay, center. We've got DMC Bob Barbas boss fight. What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was awesome. That boss fight was awesome.
Okay,
what game is it? I haven't missed that.
DMC,
right? DMC.
For Dishonored, we've got Lady Boyle's last party. That mission was brilliant, just because of the amount of things you could do in that place. Do you know it's the third mission where you go to Lady Boyle's party, but Lady Boyle, there are three sisters all called Lady Boyle, and you've got to kidnap one of them or kill one of them, and you've got to find out from all the party guests which one it is, because it's a
murder mystery.
It's a masquerade party. So, all of the Boyles look exactly the same, except
different
for
colours.
Different colours. One's red, one's white, and one's black, and you've got to find out who is the Boyle you're looking for just by asking all these people. Depending on how you're playing the game, you can just shoot her in the face and then fight your way out, or the way I was playing it, low chaos, I didn't kill a single person in that game.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was fucking hard. Also didn't upgrade any of my abilities. All I had was the sword and the blink thing. It's called Mostly Flesh and Steel.
Where I'm up to is, you know, when he meets Sam at the end of, he's in the sewers and stuff, and he meets, I think his name's Sam, and then this guy takes him on a boat.
Yeah.
To like a pub, an old pub.
Yeah,
that's as far as I've got in.
So the first mission.
Yeah, and I'm even after that, I'm impressed that you haven't killed anybody yet, because that's nuts down in there.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's like the third or fourth mission. You go to this party and you've got to, you know, take out these people. There is also a duel fight you've got to do. You one of the guys at the pub. You've got to go and, you know, be his second in a duel, because he doesn't want to do it. Even the duel I got out of without killing anyone. I switched to trank darts before. I walked up, grabbed the pistol, and like, okay, walk over there with the pistols, then quickly switched the trank dart and knocked the guy out. And they were like, oh dear, he's dead. We better go and remove this corpse. And I killed him.
Nice.
Yeah, so that, I agree that that was a really good scene. In Far Cry 3, the definition of insanity. Anyone play Far Cry 3?
No.
We kind of need Matt for this one. Hotline Miami, well, we know none of us play this. Walking
What's the
Dead.
Moment? What's the moment in Hotline?
The moment is Chapter 8, Disco.
I'm not sure.
The Walking Dead, The Boy in the Attic, is that any good? Is it good?
Yeah.
That's good.
Is it the one where the kid flew away on the weather balloon but he was actually hiding in the attic? Anyone remember that story a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of. Except
Assassin's Creed 3, The Templar Twist.
Was that really a twist?
What, where,
seriously, that was about as much of a twist as the Army of Two, Devil's Cartel twist. I nearly told you what it was.
I
nearly told you that.
Anyway, Last of Us, Joel's Loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomb Raider, awesome. Radio Tower Climb.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Dead Space
actually, that's
3.
Really intense, actually.
Dead Space 3, A Surprise Death. I don't know. Halo 4, Cortana's Fate. Yeah, that was, I thought that was a really sort of strong moment. Not a best moment, an upsetting moment.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but I was kind of like, that's fucked up, man. You can't do that.
See,
I went for Lady Ball's Party.
Because
it was just such a good mission.
I'd probably go for the Barber's Fight.
I'd go for either Tomb Raider or Last of Us. That Tomb Raider was intense.
Okay. Innovation of the Year. The Oya. Twitch TV, Nintendo Direct, the Miiverse, Wonder Book, Smart Glass, the Oculus Rift, Defiance, Curiosity, What's in the Cube, or the Turtle Bleach Earphones?
Curiosity.
Yeah, Curiosity.
Has to be. It generated so much income for the game that it is.
I went with Oya because I don't know much about the Cube, only what you've told me in these podcasts.
From what I've heard, it sounds pretty awesome, so I'm going to go with that.
Studio of the Year. We've got DICE, Telltale, Ubisoft. Mm-hmm. No, Ubisoft. Naughty Dog, 343, EA Canada, Irrational Games, Nintendo Intelligent Systems, Ninja Theory, Playground Games, Riot Games, Arkane Studio, The Creative Assembly, and SI Games.
Naughty Dog or Telltale?
I'm going to go with Ninja Theory simply because...
Oh, is Naughty Dog Last of Us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just saw the picture of the girl, so yeah.
I'm going to go with Ninja Theory just because they surprised me a lot with DMC. I didn't think DMC was going to be anywhere near as good as it was. Simple as that. So I'm going to go with them for my favourite film.
Okay.
I can't remember what I went for.
Because they surprised me.
I think I went for 343 because Ubisoft was kind of disappointing with Assassin's Creed. So I think I went for 343 because Halo was rather good.
Fair enough. I'm going to go with...
Okay, YouTube Gamer of the Year.
Not Yogscast.
The first one isn't Yogscast.
It is.
Smooth McGroove.
I went for Smooth McGroove because his a cappella things are brilliant.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Really are. But yeah, Smooth McGroove, Ali A, Yogscast, Francis, Fits this with that guy.
This is Game Wank.
Game Wank and BitSocket.
Yeah, Smooth McGroove.
Yeah, it's Smooth McGroove.
Yogscast.
Do you know Smooth McGroove?
No.
He's long hair, long beard guy, and he does these brilliant a cappella versions of game themes.
His Sonic one is brilliant.
His Mario,
they are really good.
His Mario one that he released this week, it's like stuck in your head like hypnotically.
Really?
It's brilliant.
His Green Hill Zone Sonic one, I was like, wow.
Okay, Most Wanted, Titanfall, which I can imagine everyone's going to vote for because that looked pretty good and everyone keeps talking about it. The Division, Witcher 3, Matt would go for that.
Just like playing those, I've downloaded them on Steam.
Okay. Need for Speed Rivals, Dark Souls 2, fucking Dark Souls. I don't like
Dark Souls.
I'm only going to complete it just to prove to the game that I can fucking complete it. I hate that game. It's a game where the key mechanic is to die. Die and die and die. No, it's a good game.
Sorry.
It's a good RPG, like fantasy RPG.
Did you make him get it?
I bought it for him.
Oh, right.
It's a really nice fantasy RPG.
And then he started playing it and he was just so angry and I was like, oh.
Okay, I did go the wrong way. Like,
you didn't film this.
I have filmed quite a lot actually.
Wow, so we've actually got you almost rage quitting.
No, there's no audio. There's three directions.
There's three directions
that you can go. But this game, as I said before, has no tutorial to it, and no way do they specify how to do anything.
You did kind of kill someone who was helping you early on.
No, but redid that bit, and he doesn't tell you anything about that. He just
killed him the first time.
He doesn't remember.
How do you?
I remember last week when we were talking about what board games we should buy. Maybe it's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the game now, but the game, and you all said that sounds interesting. The aim of that game was to kill yourself.
All right. Call of Duty Ghosts. Call of Duty Ghosts, Xbox One, PlayStation 4.
Xbox One, definitely Xbox One.
Elder Scrolls Online. What's this for? Most Wanted. Elder Scrolls Online, you had things to say about this. Here is your point.
Well, I probably would have picked that because that's the one, or GTA 5 if that's on the list. I don't know if it is.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would have picked Elder Scrolls Online, except for the
fact. I think because this is Most Wanted for next year.
It's £15 a month.
Or dollars. It's still, that's like a tenner.
15
though.
Something. A
that's
month.
Like a tenner in real money.
Yeah. Pounds. That's a lot. Yeah,
it's bloody ridiculous. $15
makes it's more sense. Expensive than World of Warcraft.
No, ever. What is World of Warcraft? World of Warcraft? What's World of Warcraft?
£9.
Because Mir was £6. It's always been £9.
It's only got as expensive. Like, it was cheaper. And it's got up to £9.
I think it's always been £9.
Okay.
Well, even so, it's.
It's ridiculous.
That's still more expensive, so I'm not going to get it now.
I was interested in Elder Scrolls Online. I applied for beta, so I didn't get it.
I didn't.
No. I was interested in that. I don't know if it's going to be that expensive.
I didn't get it.
Thief.
That looks awesome.
That looks brilliant.
Watch Dogs. Now, you lot questioned me about it. It is stylized.
I went home and checked.
Thank you.
Watch
Dogs? Yeah, Watch
Dogs. That hurts. That really hurts.
What, that I was right and you had to go home and check it? That it is stylized with an underscore.
You were right.
Metal Gear Solid 5, really? They're doing more of these games? Destiny, which, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. That game looks fucking amazing.
I'm looking forward to that.
I still want to know if I'm playing on 360, can I link up with people playing on XO?
No.
No, no one has said yes, no one has said no.
That's a possibility.
I did.
Well, you're not.
Well, it's all Xbox Live. It's all going to be the same network.
It depends if they're running on the same servers or not.
I think they did a general press release, saying that there's going to be no compatibility for multiplayer between different versions for anything on Xbox.
Well, I mean, obviously, Sony are not going to cross over with Xbox.
No.
I know. I'm saying I know that. But
old and new gen, I think both of them have come out and said that there's no games that are going to do that. They want to encourage people to buy it on the new gen.
That's annoying, so I'll be having to play that game solo.
Even on
multiplayer? I will play with you.
Yeah. Don't do that. I know, you turned that dirty. I didn't. I was talking about Destiny.
You can play it high.
Shut up.
You said you don't want to play it solo.
Battlefield 4. Super Smash Brothers.
Why don't you look into that now?
What?
He's saying that there was something said about it. Look into it.
I'm always looking into it. Well, I'll look into it while he's telling his story about FIFA.
Yeah.
So that way I just have to be deadly silent because I'm looking at this. And Arkham Origins, which does look good.
I'm going with Watch Dogs.
Over Destiny.
Watch Dogs.
Destiny.
Okay, now.
What's David going for?
GTA 5.
It's not on the list.
I don't know.
But it is on the best game.
But it is on Game of the Year, which is what I have issue.
Watch Dogs.
Okay,
David went for Watch Dogs.
Guild Wars 2.
Yeah,
sure. Fire Emblem, it was good, apparently, according to Matt. Hotline Miami, apparently this game is on every list.
Okay.
Ni No Kuni, Tony would go for it. Last of Us, everyone's probably going to go for it.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2. Fuck yeah. Borderlands 2. Game of the Year.
No. Did Last of Us?
No. I haven't got a PlayStation 3. No, I'm not getting a PlayStation 3.
Game I used to play that looked like a comic book thing?
What?
Exactly.
What? What are you on about?
David, I was trying to be as generalistic as possible because you'll forget about it because you're playing Last of Us.
I'm not playing Last of Us. I'm playing Borderlands. No, new DLC this week. TK. It's the TK one.
Aww.
It's the Headhunter one. TK. I know. Shut up. He hasn't got to that yet.
TK.
TK.
Okay, look. They're on Borderlands 2, right?
Seriously?
It's not spoilers anymore.
I did know because someone spoiled it for me a long time ago.
The bastard. How dare he? Dishonored. It was a good game. I could say that could go through. Forza Horizon? No. Halo 4? It was good, but I wouldn't say Game of the Year. Good game, but no. Far Cry 3? From what I've seen, it's a good game.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider?
Yes.
Game of the Year?
Absolutely. It's brilliant.
Bioshock? I can imagine Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. Walking Dead? Sure.
Oh, there's loads of awesome contenders there.
Pikmin 3? Black Ops 2?
This one really isn't awesome.
Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 2 is good, but it's better than the next one.
Oh, why didn't you like Splinter Cell Blacklist?
Terrible game.
Saints Row 4 is what he's referring to. Matt's playing that, loving it at the moment.
Yeah, it's...
See, I think your problem is you're associating Saints Row with the gang story of the Saints, because that's where the name comes from. But Saints Row literally means
has evolved.
Parody of a game.
My problem.
So they're just then Saints Row 4 doesn't
what's
have to
the
be
first
a gang
game. Like an actual serious story.
Like my problem. Yeah, but I mean Saints Row 4. I'll say it now. Looks like a really fun game. Okay. My problem with it is it's effectively a DLC for Saints Row 3. There is nothing I've seen in this game that they didn't announce for the DLC before they went, actually, you know what?
Yeah, it was a DLC that they cancelled because they just made it a full game, right?
Yeah. That's nothing like that. It's exactly this. If with Saints Row 1, Saints Row 2 was bigger and better than Saints Row 1. More areas, more customization, yay! And the graphics were much better. Saints Row 3, again, bigger, better graphics. Saints Row 4, same as Saints Row 3. Except for a few new customization options.
Did Saints Row 3 win Game of the Year?
No, no. It hasn't happened yet.
What?
Saints Row 3. No, Dishonored got Game of the Year last year. Which is strange. So how can
they get nominated again this year?
Yeah, it got Game of the Year last year, I'm sure of it. Weird. But wait, so Saints Row 1 was an actual
different
gang.
But it was a parody. It was supposed to be a parody, so but it was. It was. Really? You weren't supposed to take it seriously. It's a parody of
those type of games.
Of GTA and that other one that GTA was competing with. The British.
Getaway.
No, maybe not then.
Okay,
Driver, maybe.
No.
Driver was a driving game.
Yeah, I know.
Getaway was an open world sort of... It was
no,
a lot like...
Sleeping Dogs is effectively the number three of this that particular series. And I
can't Time Crisis. No, not Time Crisis.
Crisis. Okay, it came from
I don't know if it's a time crisis, but I feel like there's
time
a
time splits because it's not that either.
No, I feel like there's a true crime. It's because it's the same
true
freaking
crime, yeah.
Letters. That's why I said time crisis.
Okay, I've never heard of true crime. I know of true crime, but I didn't know it was.
That's why
contender.
I said time crisis because the letters.
I would have said that.
It's not in
Getaway.
Terms of it's not funny. Saints Row 1 isn't funny or anything, but it's parody of it.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
fact that you're not supposed to take it seriously.
Okay.
All right.
It's
well,
just a piss take of them.
If that's the case, there is a scene in Saints Row 2 that throws that out of the window. Because you take that seriously. It is a really ridiculously well done scene. And you actually sit there and you're like, well, shit.
No, even parodies can do that. Parodies
yeah.
can take... What you're taking the mick out of, you can do a really well done, serious scene about it. And it can still be a parody of something else.
Saints Row 1 and 2, to me, it felt like what they did was they went, okay, here's a parody world where you can do some ridiculously stupid shit. But we're going to give you a proper... storyline to be invested in.
Yeah, no,
because the storyline was
do
a good,
that and still
it was a good
it.
Proper storyline. It wasn't a parody of a storyline. It was a proper good storyline. And so
yeah,
was Saints Row 2.
Is parody.
And then
Saints Row 3
is
parody.
Saints Row 3 as well. The storyline I felt was a really good serious storyline up until there was a point where
until the point you jump out of the aeroplane and then you fall for 27 minutes.
Yeah, okay, that's ridiculous. But it's still the storyline for it is like. That's a mission. I'm talking like if you look at the cutscenes going through, the actual story.
Yeah,
so what you're saying is Saints Row 4 Game of the Year?
No. And I feel
I
like
the
story
point.
In Saints Row 4 is also a parody.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've taken
it's
away the serious element. I like to be able
aren't
to
aren't you
have...
trapped in a computer program?
Yeah.
You're trapped in a VI.
Yeah.
But
and that's
VR,
why you have superpowers. It's because you've rewritten the code of the program.
Except
and you
at
can
the
do...
end of Saints Row 3 you have superpowers in the real world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's silly that that's the case. But yeah.
All right. Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell's games are all the same. And then Grand Theft Auto 5 even. Grand Theft Auto 5. Because you said this is getting announced when?
The
winners
of
this competition.
The 26th of October.
Okay, then
so
that's more okay.
GTA 5 would have been out for a few weeks.
Yes, I thought that, because I didn't know how long this had been open, and I thought I was getting it like a couple of days before it closed, and I was like...
Was it out on the 17th, so I guess it...
Yeah, the game's out then, but I thought these awards were closing before then.
Yeah,
so my problem was
that
like,
gives 9 days of playing GTA for the people to...
No, it's out in September, isn't it?
It's out in
it's out
in 2 weeks. Yeah, so it's a month of playing it, which then I'm fine with that.
But I thought the deadline to vote was before.
Closed. Like it's next week or something.
Yeah,
but I
know when the awards are. I don't know when the closing date is. I imagine it won't be too far. If it's online voting, it's not going to be hard to compile, is it?
I can also imagine a lot of people have already voted for it.
Yeah, I reckon they have.
Yeah,
just on that multiplayer trailer.
Just down to 54 minutes, and we've spoken about all of the awards. Yeah. Okay, shit. Talk about FIFA while I look up that thing.
Okay, so do you remember a few weeks ago Xbox or Microsoft announced that with every Xbox One you'll get a free copy of FIFA 14?
I heard that, yeah.
That's not what they announced.
That's what I heard.
That was announced.
No, they announced that they were doing a bundle. It was a limited bundle. When they announced it, they said there is a limited bundle. When that bundle runs out, there's no more. On the announcement, they said there was a limited bundle. Because I think that's what's happened, isn't it? That they've now said they've run out. Or it's no longer available.
Yeah, so the you only get FIFA 14 with the special edition first day Xbox One. Yeah. But the problem here is, when they announced at Gamescom that you'd get a free copy of FIFA 14, most retailers had already sold out of the special first day Xbox One packages.
That is a bit sucky.
That's sucky as hell.
But they did when they announced
the video's going around. I've seen the video. He doesn't say anything. He just says you get a free copy
of the official
of,
press release. After the
but they confirmed it on Twitter as well. Who reads official press releases? You watch videos and you.
That's why I heard about it.
But did you read it retrospectively?
No, look, I read it when I first heard about it happening. I went online and read about it to see the confirmation, and it said that there was a special day one bundle that would have FIFA 14 with it.
So you did that, but people who watched the video and people who subsequently saw the Twitter confirmation that every Xbox One that was pre-ordered would get a FIFA 14, why would you then go and check the press? You obviously went there first.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't then go and check the press release, which specifies
individually. Well, no, I mean, I think even if I'd seen that to be first, I would still gone to the press release. I understand not everyone would have, and I think the way they've done it is probably a bit...
That would be really annoying if you're one of the people that assumed everyone got one and then to find out that you're not getting one.
That also means people who ordered special first day Xboxes, they pay the same amount as the ordinary pre-orders.
I have a question about this.
But they get a controller with a stamp on it saying first.
Is that all this day one is? Is that all day one is? It has a stamp to say you had a day one edition.
Yes.
So there's nothing, you don't get an extra something, you get a stamp.
Well, I don't think you get a controller in the other one.
You must get a controller.
You'd get a controller.
You have to get a controller because the controller is completely different to the new controller.
Yeah, they can send them separately. Controllers separately.
Yeah, but I assume you buy an Xbox that comes with a controller.
All right, so either way, the special first day has a stamp on it.
But that's all the difference is.
And you get a copy of FIFA 14. So if you
stamp sounds cool, but this whole FIFA 14 thing is a bit sketchy. I don't want FIFA 14 is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, the way they did it, the whole... We ignore the fact that loads of people had already done pre-orders. I'm assuming people are complaining that it was a limited bundle rather than like everyone could buy it or that they...
Yeah, it's a limited bundle,
That's fine because not everyone's going to want FIFA 14.
Mm.
And so if I'd have had a choice, I probably wouldn't have got the FIFA 14 bundle anyway because I'm not going to play it.
I'm not a huge fan.
I don't think this whole day one edition is a good idea because my opinion and other people would have...
Oh, you
also
get an achievement.
Oh, they get an achievement.
Everybody on Xbox 360 got an achievement as well for being a launch member.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah, I remember that. it's just that buying the first batch of any technology, not a good idea.
No, definitely not.
The early adopters catch the bugs. Sayings 2.0. Yeah. I've got loads of them. I get told to shut up when I say them, but
it's one of the reasons I want to wait now until like at least Christmas.
Wait for the first firmware update.
Well, no, not even firmware. I mean, second hardware batch.
I'll still get the first hardware batch, but I'm going to wait and see which one's the buggiest before I
actually. Will you guys get the first hardware batch?
I won't. Mine will be next August. I'll be getting one.
Yeah.
So they'll be well. You know, is that for the next year? Games are going to be coming out on the 360, so I don't need to upgrade.
I think they were saying that PlayStation 1 is pre-orders are gone. You can't pre-order now, and if you haven't pre-ordered,
PlayStation 1. I'm pretty sure all pre-orders of the PlayStation 1.
See, he made that exact same mistake, and I went, well, to be fair, you can't order the PlayStation 1. I made the exact same mistake in advance. But
so
my point is,
no,
PS4. PS4.
And the Xbox, you can't buy, they're all pre-orders are done. You cannot buy them anymore.
No, there's still pre-orders for Xbox One.
I heard there was.
There was a couple of days ago, at least.
Yeah, still, a couple of days
But PS4, you can't. And they reckon that if you, therefore, haven't pre-ordered, you're not going to get your. You're not going to have
before
a console
Christmas.
Before... No, never mind before Christmas. Before March, April, May next year.
Huh, cool. yeah, no, I won't be buying it till next year. Either of them, depending on which one I go with. Yeah, so I just looked up about cross-platform. Cross-platform isn't a yes or a no. Certain things are cross-platform, certain things aren't. Voice chat wasn't cross-platform, but I think they're maybe doing that.
So what you're saying is I made everything up for this.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. I just have these memories of things that I've never happened.
I've looked on the Bungie...
You're very certain that they are. They did.
I've looked on the Bungie forums.
Yes. Dream. Wait.
No, I heard.
Do you know what he should have done is made up an article that he wrote earlier, and then when I searched for it, I would have found it, but he would have wrote it
earlier. Who does that?
Oh, you do that, don't you?
Yeah, so I've been on the Bungie forum to look specifically at Destiny. People are saying that they run on the same servers, so yeah, of course they can do that. PlayStation have said that, yeah, they're allowing cross-platform with Destiny, but then other people are saying, no, they said they wouldn't do that. So everyone's just talking out of their ass like David, and yeah, no one actually knows anything. It's the idea of, if they're on the same servers, then it could very easily happen, because there would be no sort of crossover with graphics, because all graphics are handled client-side. All server-side is a very small amount of information. It's like if you're playing World of Warcraft with modded graphics files, you can play with someone who isn't playing with modded graphics files because it only looks different at client-side. So,
like Minecraft skins, isn't
it? Yeah, stuff like that. So it shouldn't make any difference if they are running on the same server. If they're not, then you've got problems. Because obviously they're not on the same server, so you would never cross over.
Yeah,
no one's saying anything. Apparently Titanfall is going to be cross-platform, and Destiny is Titanfall's, possibly...
That's just Xbox.
It's Xbox, isn't it?
PC as well.
Xbox and PC.
Ah, interesting.
And then people are saying Destiny is getting a PC release as well, and that's going to be cross-platform definitely with the Xbox One, but 360 is still up in the air.
I've been hearing
You'd be able to play online with people that are playing on PC.
Xbox One is cross-platform with
Xbox
PC.
Xbox One and PC, you could be both playing the same.
Possibly. I mean, not a lot of games do that. Shadowrun did that, which was quite rare. There are achievements based on killing people on a different platform or playing with people on a different platform. Mm. It was a brother from another mother. You got an achievement for playing with someone who was on PC if you were on Xbox. Mm. But not a lot of games cross over like that because of...
I've never heard of it.
Because of the difference between playing with a controller and playing with a mouse. But a lot of the games now, you can play with a controller anyway. Yeah.
I mean,
I prefer playing with it.
I plug my 360 controller in, and I get like 360 controls.
Yeah, for Steam games. For most of the Steam games that come out on Humble and that, I play them with the controller because the sometimes I find it's really laggy.
When I plug the Xbox controller in, it turns into the Xbox interface. Whereas you'd be pressing it, it says press A to do this. It actually changes it to press A.
Because all the games come with the functionality.
Yeah.
GTA 5, is that coming out on PC?
I don't know. Well, I assume so. All the other games have.
PC. So tell us about this Minecraft thing while John checks.
Right. Yeah, PC.
Cool.
Either that is either saying GTA versus PC or it's GTA 5 PC.
Yeah.
Versus it
with
as well.
Not always. Should do. Sometimes it's just VPC. Yeah, Minecraft thing. He'll love it. And quickly because we're well over time.
Okay. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I know. That was the best thing.
Alright, so yeah, is that the end?
Okay. Right,
with Title Update 12, we've put in functionality for texture packs and what they're releasing as mashup packs. They're going to take a game world or a game.
That's right, they're doing more than just the one they released.
That's awesome. They're talking now about doing more. Like they've mentioned that a lot of people have asked for a My Little Pony one, but there's something else that's beating that at the moment, which might be the next one. They're not telling us what. They're just saying that it's not My Little Pony. It's one. Anyway,
is it Pokemon? Because that's a fucking good idea.
Oh,
which right. We'll mention. Carry on what you're saying.
Yeah. So the first mashup pack is out on Wednesday. It comes with 22 music tracks, 36 new skins, an entirely new texture pack and graphic interface, and a world taken directly from the game itself, or like an area taken from the game itself that you can play through. It's the Mass Effect skin pack.
It's Mars base.
And it's the Mars base from Mass Effect 3.
Wow.
And I've looked at some of the trailers. Unfortunately, the mobs don't have new skins. So you still have basically creepers and zombies.
Oh, so you get a choice of two skins.
What do you mean? Oh, like two texture packs.
Two texture packs.
This is the thing. When he said it to me earlier, he said
add texture packs.
He said it's getting texture packs, and I went, I hope it has Sfax BD because that one is brilliant. And he goes, No, just the Minecraft one, just the Mass Effect one. I was like, oh, that's not what you said. I was kind of excited there. So it's not going to happen.
They are doing texture packs as well.
Apparently, you said no community made one, but all texture packs. All texture packs are community made.
Yeah. But this one, 4J Studios have actually worked together with the creators of Mass Effect to make this one.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and that's the way. The guys.
The
couple of guys who were behind the actual. So that's why I can remember their names. That's why I said that rather than Bioware.
Oh, so they worked with community people who made the skin pack?
No, as in people who worked on the Mass Effect
game. Oh, okay.
So
basically, we're never going to get the Sfax one in there because they'd have to go directly to the guys who made it and be like, can we buy this off you?
It's what 4J will be working on. So there's other mashup packs to come. But that's the first one. And looking at it, I'm not sure if. They haven't mentioned that mobs get different skins. But in the video they showed going through it, they were killing Cerberus operatives. I don't know if that's other people who've logged onto the server and changed their skin to Cerberus, or if they changed the zombies to the Cerberus operatives because they were pretty much zombies.
Really?
Well, you remember in Mass Effect 3 spoilers, when like they find out that they're basically husks within...
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So they are pretty much zombies.
Spoilers, dude! Never played these games.
Are you going to?
Yes!
I'm sorry.
Okay, you were watching me play when that bit was announced. You probably wasn't listening.
I don't really watch you play.
You're just like, I'm going to play it later.
In the room, usually.
You sort of watch the top left-hand corner of the screen, trying to avoid everything else that's going on.
Probably not even looking at the screen.
Top left.
Anyway.
Because it's where it says ADAC.
That's a four.
I'm not wearing my glasses.
So yeah, we've got through all three of our topics and it's taken longer than all.
Should we mention the thing?
October 7th, Binary Core are doing Pokemon Week. Because
not just on October 7th.
The week of October 7th, we're doing Pokemon Week.
We can't do a whole week in one day.
Sunday is when, of that week, is when X and Y come out. So we've got a lineup of articles, videos, artwork. Are we going to get some artwork?
Depends on when the baby comes,
but they'll be getting some artwork.
Baby didn't.
Yeah, babies didn't know. So everyone at Binary Core is pitching into this, and this is going to be the most content we've released in a week. I've got it tagged down to at least 20 things.
Right. Thing is, they've announced it, we have to do it.
What's Adam doing?
Yeah.
According to my colour-coded chart, fuck all. unless you're going to do the throwback by yourself, which you may have to do.
That's still, even if I don't do it by myself, because I'm going to be a part of it. I'm still doing part of it.
So. Yeah, okay.
Is somebody playing X and Y? I know you can't record it.
Yeah, I'll be getting X and Y release day. So we'll.
Do you reckon you play both of them in a week, and then?
Well, I'll get release one Matt doesn't get
a paragraph.
I thought the whole point was you and him were getting to
announcing what Pokemon you've caught and shit.
Yeah, do like a diary and online. Like,
Matt's Nuzlocke.
Like a Pokemon.
Yeah, diary. No. So that week we're gonna have the finale of Matt's Nuzlocke. We're gonna have a couple of top tens, some trivias, a throwback, some let's plays.
Everyone's favorite Pokemon moment.
Yeah, nah, sure. That's, we got Matt's got a thing, so we've got top 10 Pokemon, top 10 characters, top 10 evolutions and such. And there's going to be a whole sort of battling thing we're going to do.
It is.
So,
David's going to lose.
Yeah.
We'll have a video coming out the week before.
See Sandrew, because apparently that's glitched. I'll tell you later.
All right. So we've got a video coming out the week before, which is going to go into a bit more detail of what we're going to do. So look out for that.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Say bye.
Subscribe.
Yeah, like and favourite and subscribe.
Are you stole my line?
He does that every time.
Oh, does he?
God, thief and whatnot.